We're going to learn Daf Lamed Hey. We're going to start right after the Mishnah. So the Mishnah just told us that the first thing that the Kohen Gadol does after he brings the Shal Shachar is that he goes to the mikvah. So the Gemara on the top of Daf Lamed Hey continues like this. My parva. So we said we took the Kohen Gadol to the room that we took him to for the mikvah was the parva. So why is it called the parva? Amar Rav Yosef, parva amgusha. So Rashi has an interesting explanation over here that it's just called parva because it's the name of the person who happened to be a magician, which is really strange, but that's what Rashi says. It was a magician who built the room and named it after himself, so therefore that's where the mikvah was.
No, didn't he tunnel up or something? Did
that. Rashi right there, the first why? Rashi right in the Gemara. So Mechashev Echad Bona Veshmoy Parva. This Mechashev, which is a Kishev, somebody who does Kishev, built it, and his name was Parva, so therefore we call the room the Parva.
Okay,
that's Rashi's Pshat. There are other Mefarshim over here, but that's Rashi's Pshat. So the Gemara then continues. Parsu Sadan Shabbutz. We spread out a linen.
Put it back on, actually.
A linen begin. So why linen? Maishna Shabbutz. Why does it have to be specifically linen? We just have to put up a curtain. So Amar Rav Kahana Kadesh Yakish Avodas Hayom Bebigday Butz, so that he recognized that the days Avoda that he does in Yom Kippur is done entirely with, or mostly the Yom Kippur Avoda at least is done with linen begadim, not gold. Now, continuing in the Avod B'Shachar, Hayaloyvish Plusin Shal Shmoyne Aser, in the morning they wore the 18 mana worth of clothing. V'tana Minyana Asala Shmeinan, so the end, the Rabbanon said that it was 12 in the morning, 18 in the morning and 12 in the evening, which adds up to 30. So we need to tell us that it's 30, we can add up, we can do the math. So the Gemara says, Halkamash Malon, Debatzer Mehani Loinavid, that less than 30 you can't do. But, Ha'ibatzer Mehani V'tfei Mehani, less lan ba, but if you want to make the morning ones a little bit less and the evening ones a little bit more expensive, that's not a problem. The bottom line is it should add up to not less than 30 mana. However, an interesting point is the kuliyama miyos the shachar adifa, but everybody agrees, both the Reb Meir Shita and the Chachamim agree that the morning begodim that they wear in the morning are more expensive. Minolon, how do we know that they have to be more expensive? Amar Rav Huna Berei de Rav Eloi. Rav Huna says in the name of Rav Eloi Amar Krok, because the pasuk says bad. It says the word four times in the pasuk. So we darshim muvchur bad. It has to be in the morning when we're referring to the avodah that you do in the morning. Has to be the most special. So the more special begodim come in the morning, as opposed to when we talk about the evening. By the way, we're talking about when the Kohen Gadol goes back into the Kodesh Kedoshim to take out the machato that he left in there that from before that he did the Keteris. So when he goes back in, those begodim are not as valuable as the or as expensive or choshev as the begodim that he wore in the morning when he brought the Keteris in for the first time. Now on the top of Lamed Hayam Beis, the Gemara continues Meisvei Eskiu Stir V'Lavish Begodim Acherim. Pasuk then says that the Kohen Gadol switches and he puts on other clothing. This is talking about when he goes in again the second time. V'lo yikachu es ha'am bebigdeihem. This is a pasuk in Yecheskel. And it wasn't mekadesh. He didn't make those begodim. The tzibur didn't make those begodim kodesh. So my lav acherim chashuv mehem. But if you're talking about others, when you talk about others, like, okay, he had something and then he put on other ones. So usually when we refer to the other ones are better. So it sounds like the ones that he put on in the evening were more chashuv. So the Gemara answers, lo acherim chashuv mehem. What we mean to say is they were others because they were lesser value than the begodim that he wore in the morning. Okay. The Gemara then continues. Tani Rav Huna Bar Yehuda, Va'amri La Rav Shmuel Bar Yehuda. So the same in the name of Rav Yehuda. Acher Shekolsa Avoidas Tzibur. After the Kohen Gadol finishes doing the Avoidah, Rashi's main pshat is, the pshat that Rashi likes, is the Avoidah that the Kohen Gadol was doing on behalf of the Tzibur. Kohen Sha'asasal on Yom Kippur he's referring to. Then a Kohen, and again Rashi learns this is referring to the Kohen Gadol, that if his mother created or bought clothing for him to wear for the Avoid of Oivid, but Avoidus Yochid, he could do the Avoidah that is for his individually. Now, it doesn't mean individually if you're talking about Yom Kippur, but it's not something that's getting a kapara, the way Rashi learns, for the Tzibur. So he's allowed to wear clothing that his mother donated. As long as she donated it entirely to the tzibur, it has to belong to the tzibur, because the Kohen Gadol is whatever avodah he's doing on behalf of Klal Yisrael. So it has to, if he's going to do the avodah, it has to be belong to the tzibur. But the point is, it could be private from private funds. Pshito, so why not? If it belongs to the tzibur, and obviously she has to donate it. So the Gemara answers, maybe she's not going to give it over completely, and it won't be, she won't really consider it entirely belonging to public. Kamash Malon, fine, so Kamash Malon, that we're not worried about that, that as long as she donates it properly, the Kohen Gadol can wear it.
What's the problem if she doesn't?
If she doesn't, the problem is then the Kohen Gadol is not doing the avodah with, it has to, the begodim has to come from the tzibur. He has, everything he does has to be on behalf of the tzibur. And doing the avodah.
It's the Kippur din, it's the din in general, no?
This is the din in general, that any time a Kohen does avodah in the Beis HaMikdash, it has to belong to the tzibur. That's correct.
Okay.
That's why I'm saying Rashi, that's why I keep on emphasizing that. Rashi says the pshat over here is that we're talking about a Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur. Rashi's not learning that this is relating to a Kohen Stam during the year. Okay, so Amar Olav al Rabbi Shmuel ben Pavi, al Rabbi Shmuel who was a Kohen Gadol, sha'asala imay k'sayna shal meya mana, that she made him a shirt worth 100 mana. Now just to put that in comparison, the Mishnah says that the Kohen Gadol usually wore one worth 18. And now he wore one worth 100. So this is obviously very expensive. For Loifsha, and he used to wear it, and he would do the Avodas Yachid. Again, Rashi explains the Avodas Yachid that we're referring to is when he goes back into the Kodesh Kedoshim to pull out the Machata, to pull out the fire pan that he brought in the Keteris with. Umasa Litzibra, and Shitaka gave it to the Tzibra, so technically anybody's allowed to wear it. I mean, not anybody, because once you do the Avodah on Yom Kippur, you're not supposed to wear it a second time. But okay. But theoretically, she donated it to the Tzibra. Amru Allah al Rabbi Loza ben Charsum, again on Rabbi Loza ben Charsum, also Kohen Gadol, Sha'asalai Imai Ksainis Mishtei Rivua. She made him a shirt out of for 2,000, whatever. A huge amount of money. But his brothers, the Kohenim, wouldn't allow him to wear it. It was such fine material that it was see-through. It looked like he wasn't wearing anything. So therefore, they wouldn't let him wear it. So the Gemara says, just as a practical matter, were you really able to see through it? Whenever you're talking about the begadim that were woven for the Kohen Gadol, and the Kohenim for that matter, everything was sextuple, was folded over six times. So how could you see through that? He says, no, it's the way you're able to see, for example, wine through a unclear bottle. So even though you could see that there's wine in there, but you can't really see exactly you could see through it, but you can't see exactly. So the same thing over here also. You could see through the shirt, but it was such a fine material, you could kind of see what's going on behind the frosted glass. So it was inappropriate for him to do the avodah like that. Now the Gemara gets off onto a side point. Famous Gemara. Tana Rabbanan. Ani va'ashe va'rosho. Once we're talking about the Kohen Gadol asking for kapara, so now we want to know what happens to the Din of Shemayim. A poor person, a very rich person, and even a Rasha, as Rashi says, that's drawn by his taivas, boyin ledin. They all come ledin to be judged, but they all have an answer. Well, they won't have an answer. So the poor person will ask him, how come you weren't busy learning Torah? If he says, I was too poor, and I was busy making money to support myself, we say to him, are you even poorer than Hillel? Because the story is said about Hillel Azokin. That every day he would do work, and the Mefarshim say that he was a water carrier, that he would do work to make a tarpik, which was like a small amount of money. Half of the money he would use to pay off the guard to allow him into the base measures. And half he would use to give to himself, his wife and his family so that they could, right, for himself and for his family so that they could eat. So that's half his money. Pamach has one time, he didn't find a job. So he didn't have money to pay the guard to go into to learn. So instead he went up on the roof and put himself on top of the window on the roof, the skylight, so that he'd be able to hear what Shmai and Naftalim were learning. Amru Oisa, they say that day Oisa Yom Erev Shabbos Haya. It was an Erev Shabbos. V'tekuvas Teves Oisa, and it was middle of the winter. V'yard Alav Shelig Minas Shemayim. and it snowed. It snowed min hashamayim. The Mefarshim explained min hashamayim because it was a nace type. It was a special type of snow. In any event, kishaolo amar hashachar, when the morning came up, when the sun rose in the morning, amru lo shmaya la'avtalyan. So shmaya said to avtalyan, achi, my brother, v'chol yom habayis meir. Usually in the morning, the room lights up. V'hayoyim afo, but today it's dark. Hashem yom ma'unanhu. Maybe it's cloudy outside. Itzitzu einehen. So they looked up the road, mus adam baruba, and they went up and they saw that there was a person in the skylight. Alu, they went up, matzu alav, rum shel shalish amos sheleg. They found that he had three square amos of snow on top of him. Parkua, they uncovered him. The chitzua, they washed him. The sichuhu, and they smeared him with oil. The shivu kenegan amadura, and they put him in front of the fire to warm him up. Amru, and they said, Rose Lovas Hashabas, this person, because he was Moser Nefesh Vatera, you could be Michal Shabbos. Now, obviously he could be Michal Shabbos for anybody, but he could be arguably that he put himself into Sakana. So that kind of person, you don't necessarily have a heter to be Michal Shabbos if he put himself into Sakana. But for him, because he was Moshe Nefesh L'Tayro, they said he's Roy, that's one shot anyway, he's Roy to be Michal Shabbos for him. Okay, so that's the Taina for a poor person, and we see how far Hillel went. Osher, what about a rich person? Why weren't you learning Taira? If he says, I was too rich, and I had to take care of my property, are you richer than Rebbe Lozer? They say about Rebbe Lozer, that he had 1,000 cities, and he had 1,000 boats in the ocean, and every day he would take a little pitcher of flour on his shoulder, and he would go to different cities so that they wouldn't recognize him in Medina, in different countries, so that he could sit and learn. One time the people of the city found him, and they said, hey, everybody in the city has to work, you have to work also, so they forced him to work. Amr Lahan, so he said to them, leave me so that I can learn Torah. In the life of Rabbi Elazar ben Chasam, that we're not going to let you get away with this. So basically, he didn't want to tell them. So they wouldn't let him. And in his lifetime, he didn't go venture to watch his business. He hired other people to take care of his business. So what did we do? But rather he was busy learning Torah all day and night. So once again, if a person tells you, I was too rich, I was too busy, you say, look at Rabbi Elazar ben Chasam, he managed to find someone else to do it so that he could sit and learn. Rasha. What happened to a Rasha? Why didn't you learn Torah? If he says, I was a beautiful guy and I got busy, I got taken by my Yetzer Hara. Were you more prettier or more good looking than Yosef? They say about Yosef HaTzadik, that she would try to convince him every day to spend time with her. Begodim shalov shaloi shachris, what she wore in the morning, loilov shaloi arvis, she would wear something different in the evening. Begodim shalov shaloi arvis, the dress that she wore in the evening, loilov shaloi shachris, she wore something different already in the morning. Amru loi, she said to him, Ishmaelai, listen to me. Amru loi, lav, I'm not listening to you. Amru loi, so she said to Harenich, Havashtach, Beveis Asurim, I'm going to put you in jail. Amar Allah, so he said, Hashem matir Asurim, Hashem redeems from jail. Harenich, Havashtach, Havashtach, I'm going to make you bend over, so that you'll look at me. Hashem zakev kifufim. Hashem will make me stand straight. Reini mesames einecha. I'm going to blind you. Hashem pakei chivrim. So Yosef said, Hashem gives sight to the blind. Nasaloi elef kikare kesef. So she paid him. So she saw threats weren't working. So she said, okay, she tried bribing him. Lishmayala, to listen to her. Lishkavetzla, to sleep with her. Liyaisima, to be with her. Vlairotza, and Yosef still refused. And the Gemara explains, what does this mean? Lishmayala, to listen to her. Lishkavetzla, what's the double lashon? So the Gemara says, Ba'ilam hazet. Lishkavetzla, Ba'ilam hazet. So he says, to spend time with her in Olam Hazeh. Liyaisima, La'ilam Abba. And she wanted to even be able to stay with him, La'ilam Abba. But Yosef refused. Nimtza, so it comes out because of these stories, Hillel Mechayev es Aniyim. Hillel puts a, is Mechayev, makes them responsible for their actions, even though if you're poor. Rabbi Elazar Mechazim Mechayev es Ashirim. Rabbi Elazar Ben Acharsim is the answer for rich people. And Yosef Mechayev es HaRishayim. And Yosef is, makes the Rishayim, the people who are busy with their taivas, responsible for their actions. And continue just to finish the Amid, the Gemara, the Mishnah now continues. Baloi Eitz Aparit, so the, going through the process of the Kohen Gadol. The Kohen Gadol approaches his par that he's going to shecht for Kaparo Paroi. Hayo'imed ben ha'ulam l'mizbeach. And the par, the animal, the ox, was situated between the hallway to the Azara, to the Hechel rather, to the Kodesh Kodashim, and between that hallway and the Mizbeach itself. Roishay l'darim, the facing, the animal was facing north, south, north, south, but facing south. Upon of Lamayr, but its head was turned facing west. The Kohen Oimed is Mizrach, and the Kohen would stand on the east side, further on the east side of the animal, so the animal was to his west. Upon of Lamayr, so that he was facing west. And he would lean on the animal's head. Umasvada, and he would say Vidoi, Vekachay Oimer, and this is what the Kohen Gadol said. Ona Hashem, now Hashem, Avisi Pashati. Chatasi, I did Averis, either we'll see the Gemara is going to talk about, but Mezid, Beshegeg, Lefanecha, Aniyu Besi, me and my house, Ona Hashem, Kaper, no, please forgive us, La'avonis, L'Pshoim, L'Chatoim, again, the Gemara is going to go through the order, Shavisi, Shavashati, Shachatasi, Lefanecha, that I sinned in front of you, Ani, Ubesi, me and my household, could cost a Batayr like Moshe Avdech, like it says in the Torah, Ki Beyoim Azei Chaper that Hashem gives Kapar. Vehein Oin Achrav, and the people standing in the Azara would say, Baruch Shein Kvoid Machus Hoy Li'olam Va'ed. Okay, we'll stop over here.